Welcome to the Holiday Beer Special, where we're going to take a look at a couple different beers and tell you about the stories and folklore of the holidays, all of which we guarantee is 100% true. Sort of.
Sort of.
Here we go.
Da 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 da. But da. Yeah. Oh, man. What is this? Crazy Mountain?
This is Crazy Mountain's Bridge Street Holiday Ale of 2014.
Oh, yeah.
Which, ridiculously flat.
Ridiculously flat.
This beer is coming out
like
super flat.
Like my first girlfriend.
Oh, I've never had a girlfriend. Yeah, this beer is straight flat. There's pretty much no carbonation.
Is it supposed to be like this?
I don't know. Did we get a bad one? Let's find out. It smells like cinnamon and apple spice cake.
I mean, it smells really nice.
It smells like fruitcake.
What was this again? Crazy Mountain.
Bridge Street
Holiday Ale 2014.
Yeah. That's flat. There's no carbonation.
Huh. I think they made
it's a really soft, tiny
wrong.
Bit.
We should call him up and ask him. Cloves, spices.
Cloves like a mug.
I was going to say, smells like tolerance and family.
Smells like never getting what you want on Christmas. Tears of sadness.
I got everything I wanted this year. Score.
Yeah, well, it must be nice to have people who love you. No, I'm kidding. My family loves me. I have amazing family members.
Oh, you got banana chips, didn't you? Or plantain chips?
I got some Platanutres.
Platanutres.
They were delicious. Are you kidding me? And I got a bunch of really fun stuff from my parents. Super cool stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Got some really funny little Japanese things where, like, the translation's wrong. That's always hilarious. Hilarious. Yeah, this beer's really disappointing.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just the carbonation didn't form.
It smells like hot dog water.
Coriander.
Coriander. If you guys don't know, that's what Peter refers to Belgian beers.
No, my buddy does. Oh, my buddy Dan does. He's like, it smells like hot dog water. Or tastes like hot dog water. And I was like, well, have you been drinking a lot of hot dog water?
He just boils the water, the hot dogs. And do you have any hot dogs that we could boil? That actually sounds pretty good. You remember the hot dogs?
Go get hot dogs?
With the hot dogs, the ones that had the cheese slices in them. Those were delicious. Like the little chunks.
Go for a hot dog right now.
I'm not going to lie to you. We should probably go back to Steuben's and get a hot dog.
It is late night. They have Chicago dog on special.
I know.
$7. Fries, dog, beer.
I'd have to stop drinking this beer.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Or we go get a pack of hot dogs and
boil them.
No.
God, you don't like boiling hot dogs?
No, that's gross.
Did you hate your childhood?
My mom didn't allow us to boil hot dogs. We had to grill them.
That's funny. That's okay.
I didn't like boiled hot dogs. Uh-huh. I always thought they were like, ugh, gross, boiled hot dogs. But, grilled. That's how I wanted it.
Steamed have been my favorite. I used to love getting the ballpark Franks at the ballpark.
You're twisted.
And I would load them up. I'd put mayonnaise, ketchup, celery, onions, and mustard. Celery, not celery. Sorry, relish. There's celery and relish, right? And I'd put that, so good, just sloppy. I don't know why, but I would eat like two or three of those as a chubby little 8-year-old.
And that's the story of the Christmas hot dog.
Oh, where's my hot dog?
Zip.
Oh.
Inappropriate.
Lee appropriate. Oh, yeah. Well, hot dogs. I mean, that's what this water beer.
this
beer.
Water.
Okay, Bridge Street. Holiday ale. Some spices, a little bit of a bitter, not a lot going on.
We've had Crazy Mountain before, right?
I love Crazy Mountain.
Yeah, they have some great stuff.
Wit, and I think their pale ale is probably one of the first ones that I was like, damn, this is good. And these guys are out of Edwards, Colorado, so not really sure. This is a 6% alcohol beer. And remember I told you don't throw away beer, you can make other stuff out of it? This is not going to be one of those.
Well, you could cook with it.
Yeah, you could. I also would like to put beer in my chicken.
Yeah. I was inspired by, what was it? Great Divide in Denver did
a chicken beer?
No, It was
this tastes like ginger beer. This tastes like ginger beer.
It does taste like there's a lot of ginger. But they used to do a thing. I think it was their Hop Disciples. It was like a meetup, basically. It was like once a month you could go there, hang out with the brewers. Other brewers would show up. They would you could taste some beers. They would make stuff to go with it, like pairings.
Yeah.
And one of the things they had was pan roasted chicken in fudge. I can't remember what beer it was.
Fudge beer?
No, it wasn't fudge beer. But it was that's where it was really like, you know, they were talking about cooking and beer, and I was like, wow, what a great idea. But the other thing, so maybe it was like a saison or something they used for the chicken. But the one thing that blew me away, they used like this chocolate stout to make chocolate cake, and I was holy shit balls, this is good.
That does sound good.
It was real good.
One of the best desserts I ever had, I worked for this chef. This place, oh man, I don't remember what it's called. Anyway, place opened up. The guy who owned it was a freaking idiot. And I'll tell you about that story some other time. Basically, he thought that, you know, I tried to work for, I actually went up, ended up working for a previous employer because they needed some help. I truly respected them. One of the only places I've worked for several years, Italian chef, Mi Piace in El Paso, Texas. One of the best places I've ever worked. Anyway, this other place that opened up, their baker was a pastry chef, was pretty awesome. She had had a degree in like art history. And so she looked at desserts in the artistic way and then applied the flavors. She's like, I got shapes and designs and I've got colors. And then she would apply the flavors. And they did an Irish car bomb creme brulee. And I don't remember if it was hers or the chef's at that time, who was a pretty awesome guy too. Bobby Griffin, if I remember his name. And it was just so good. They took Jameson, Bailey's, and Guinness into a creme brulee. And I think it was the Bailey's was in the creme brulee, and the Jameson and I think the Guinness were in like a reduction sauce that they put on there. And it was just so good. It was amazing.
Ooh, reduction.
Redux.
So we're drinking seasonals or Christmas beers. You know, we didn't get any winter warmers or things like that. These are mostly like your Christmas ales
and holiday in general, really.
Yeah, holiday
influenced. Yeah,
but yeah, so you know, the style, clove, like typically higher alcohol content, brewed with spices, cloves, orange peels, and gingerbread men.
Gingerbread men pieces. Yeah.
Gingerbread men heads are particularly flavorful. That's where all the flavor is in the gingerbread man.
Do you know the gingerbread man?
Because, I do. He's a dick.
Now he's dead.
No. And he's quite tasty.
So are these beers, hopefully, is what we thought. Apparently not so much.
Well, this one's just flat. The flavor is okay. I don't know.
I don't know if it'd be bigger if it was. I don't know. It's actually an ale brewed with maple syrup and spices is what it says, but honestly, I don't get a lot of sweetness. It does taste more gingery than anything.
It just tastes weak. What's the percent? Is this like a 6?
Yeah, I think this was the 6. 6.5% alcohol.
Yeah, just lackluster.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I'm over it. Dump it out. Send it back.
I just dumped it in my mouth. Shall we?
I want to do that.
Go with the next one?
What's the next one?
The next one is Dare, Risk, Dream. Oh, this dream. Is
Rogue, yeah?
Le Rogue.
Le Rogue.
So it's a Santa's Private Reserve Ale. It says Snowflakes Glistening. Glisten? Snowflakes Glisten? That's in a song,
Are you
right?
singing?
It's part of a song. Anyway, there's a cow on here and what appears to be a pig.
Is Santa holding a gun?
No, that's a pint.
In his other hand.
No, he's just got a fist up, like La Revolution.
La Revolution de Rogue.
So this one's got two-row in Munich hops, C15, C40, C75, and Rogue Farms Dare. I have no idea what those are. And Risk malts. Rogue Farms Newport, I don't know what that is, Rebel and Freedom hops. Oh, it's two-row malt, Munich malt, C15 malt, C40, C75. And Free Range Coastal Water.
Free Range?
And... Oh. This is awesome.
I love free range water.
I love free range water.
Keep talking. I'm going to go dump this out.
And Pac-Man yeast. I'm not kidding you. It says Pac-Man yeast. There are no chemicals or additives or preservatives. Overall, it's a reddish copper color with roasty malt flavor and well-balanced sprucey finish. We'll decide that This is actually 5.1% alcohol. If you've ever had the Rogue beer, they have all those really cool ones that are, the Voodoo Donuts have been influenced by them, or vice versa. I forget if the Voodoo Donut or the Rogue came first, but they have a couple different.
Rogue's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know if they.
They were always a legendary brew on the East Coast when I lived in North Carolina. Even they're a West Coast beer, but.
Yeah, they're still just well done and unique.
A lot of my friends who are beer fans were always big into Rogue on the East Coast.
Yeah, the Rogue Arrogant Bastard was probably one of the first ones. Probably one of the first beers that was just like a little bit bigger overall. And it's like the writing they have on there is, if you like this beer, great. And if you don't, go to hell. It's kind of this effect of it. It's like not your average man's
arrogant,
beer.
That's not Rogue.
Oh, nope. That's Stone.
You.
I am a fibber.
Person.
I am sorry.
You're not getting anything for Christmas.
I'm so sorry. But Rogue is they've got a lot of unique beers, all kinds of different flavors. I think one of my favorite that I had was a cherry. Some sort of cherry base to it, like cherry chocolate. Oh, there's so many delicious ones.
Happy feelings.
And they make a whiskey. All right, here we go. Let's taste this puppy.
That Bridge Ale is in the way. Bridge Street.
See, that's what it should sound like. That other one was just like...
Oh, look at the head on that. It's much bigger.
Well, you know, I didn't need to take my pants off because it got warm in here.
Zinger.
That's also what I call it. That's just not going to end. All right. Well, if you're listening to this one and you happen to be any of my friends or family, I'm sort of sorry.
This is... Okay, hang on. Let me see this. Can you turn the bottle towards me?
No.
Rogue. Okay, so Santa drinks this. This is the official beer of Santa.
I do believe that is correct. If you guys don't know this, you know, Santa himself is truly a rogue. If you've ever seen... Burgermeister, Meisterburger. Which one is that one? The claymation reenactment of history that was it the ones with the Toyland and the Misfit toys and all that stuff. Well, you know, the Burgermeister Meisterburger, he didn't really like Christmas. And so, you know, Santa Claus, the man who portrayed Santa Claus in his youth, was indeed a rogue as well. And this beer went straight into your nose.
Smell the beer and I inhaled it.
Oh, it is a...
Continue your story.
Sweeter maltier. Well, that young man who portrayed Santa Claus at an earlier age was truly representing the rogue spirit in treating the children, taking care of them, giving them toys and celebration of life and spirit. So even you, Jesus Christ, will love this beer because Santa's got its two thumbs up for it. His two thumbs up.
It's just a fist.
He's got his fist up.
He's got his fist up at you. Santa has on this. I like it because on the bottle, Santa has a giant stein of beer. And it's foaming over with head from.
Whoa!
What?
This thing is bitter.
Bitter?
Oh yeah.
You're just a pansy. What's your favorite flower, pansy?
Actually, I like orange roses. But thanks for asking. This thing is.
It's a little bitter. Yeah. I personally love it.
It really does. It is a red ale with a spruce base to it. Oof. She's a big belch.
Yeah. It hits you after
a second. Steak.
It's ooh.
Yeah. I want a caramelized steak with caramelized onions.
It's got that kind of piney flavor to it. Like, sucking the moisture out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking you in the face. A little bit.
Basically, this is exactly what I would like in a woman. Sucking the moisture out of my face and kick me in the face. Mouth in the face.
This is a red ale?
It is. Well, that's kind of what it says. But it's pretty smooth, super bitter, though. Hoppy bitter. I mean, like, wow. My friend Robert.
It's so much more carbonated.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole other ballgame of carbonation. Or the original.
The bubbles hurt my
tongue. The bubbles dance on your tongue like... Sugar plum fairies.
That's good. And yeah. Good job, Rogue.
Yeah.
Way to come through.
She's a big one.
Way to bring Santa to us with beer.
Did you guys ever hear the real reason behind the Rudolph's nose?
No.
Well, you see, here's the thing. Rudolph in his younger days got picked on quite a bit. And it wasn't until he got his preteen years that he really started to blossom, started to grow a little muscle, got a little bit bigger. And he kind of fell into the wrong crowd, you know. You know, you've heard of Donner and Blitzen, but have you ever heard of their younger siblings?
Mm-mm.
Bomber and Blitzed? Yeah, totally true story. These guys, these reindeers, not exactly the nicest ones. Used to cause a lot of trouble, you know, knock around a couple of trees, carve their names all over the place. A couple of forest fires, so to speak. Well, Rudolph started at an early age. Turns out he was allergic to hops. They didn't know that. So as, you know, as kids would do, so to speak, you know, smoking a little reefer, drinking a little booze. He started getting into some different beers, and he started having these allergic reactions. So he would, like, break out in hives and whatnot, and his body just reacted over time. And poor Rudolph developed this just permanent red nose from the allergy to hops, basically. That's where that comes from. And so anytime that Santa wants to take the sleigh out, you know, it's a little bit rough out there, he basically just gets Rudolph blitzed, absolutely wasted. And so the nose just glows like crazy. And so that's the story, because he's allergic.
Wow. Intense.
That was... I'm pretty sure that's true. No? Prove it.
I can't. I was just looking up.
Children, that's not true if you're listening.
That's... And now it's time for Tales by the Fireside and Bad Christmas Jokes.
From the Crypt. Oh, no, that's a different Tales.
No, I was just looking, what's the most popular Christmas wine?
Oh, I don't know what.
In quotes, I don't like Brussels sprouts.
That's a good one.
Oh, man.
That's a good wine.
The patient says to the doctor, Doctor, I'm scared of Santa. Doctor says, you're suffering from claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia. That's funny.
I don't like that one.
So you know how everybody gives up something for Christmas? You know, like they give, or Christmas, excuse me. We don't give up anything for Christmas. We take as much as we can. Anyway, people give up stuff for the new year, their resolution. Well, there's a young man and he walks into the living room and he sees his dad sitting there and drinking a beer with his friend, and he goes, Daddy, I thought your New Year's resolution was to give up alcohol for the New Year. The father goes, No, son, liquor, hard liquor. I'm giving up hard liquor. So he's like, oh, okay. So he walks into the kitchen and he grabs a piece of candy out of the drawer, a little piece of chocolate, and he starts eating it. Mother sees him, goes, son, I thought you gave up candy for your New Year's resolution. He looks at his mom and says, no, mom, hard candy. I give up hard candy.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
This one's bitter.
It's a sneaky one. It's floral. Interesting.
Yeah. I feel like I want to eat something with it.
As far as a Christmas beer goes, this is definitely a food beer.
Yeah.
I want a ham. I want a honey roasted ham.
Well, what did they say was the, is it brewed with spices?
It just, not this one. The other one was maple and spices.
Right. This one's just like a red ale.
Yeah.
Because typically, you know, your Christmas ales or seasonals, whatever you want to call them, you know, a lot of clove or ginger.
All spice. Cardamom.
And I do got to talk about one that we don't have here right now. And it's the one that I was drinking in New York. That is one of my favorite Christmas ales. The Southern Tier Brewery out of Lakewood, New York. Their 2Xmas Ale. Like 2X, two times the fun.
That's
but yeah, 2Xmas Ale. It's like something 8.4%, I believe. Hang on one second. Oh, I got a picture of it. Oh my God, it's so good though. That brewery rocks, man. They have, I was trying several of their beers when I was home because you can't get it out here in Colorado. And oh, so good. Their IPA, delicious. They have a live pale ale, they call it, and that I got to try out this bar the one night. Really, really nice. Let's see here. And then the 2Xmas ale. Yeah, this one. Ale brewed with figs, orange peels, and spices two varieties of hops and four types of malt. Oh, delicious. So if you're in the Northeast area, I think they have a pretty wide distribution in New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Try out the Southern Tier 2 Xmas Ale.
Southern Tier 2 Mas X. What? No. You know, it's kind of interesting. There's no... Christmas beers don't have as, I don't feel like, a significant notoriety as like Thanksgiving beers, pumpkin beers, basically. Pumpkin
beers, yeah.
Remember that episode? That was a great episode.
Yeah.
But it was, the pumpkin beers are like the holiday beer. That's like the start of the holidays. You know, like
yeah.
After Halloween, the first day that you hear Christmas is the start of the holidays, which is officially like November 1st at this point. But that's what I feel like is like once you get a great pumpkin beer in you, then it's like, all right, Christmas cheer and joy has filled me with kindness and warmth. You little shit, get out of my way. I've got to buy some freaking presents for children in need.
I feel that way after a pumpkin spice latte. Pumpkin spice. I actually don't drink pumpkin spice latte.
And just drink the pumpkin spice. Screw the latte.
I did buy some pumpkin spiced chai from Whole Foods the other day and to make my own chai tea. Latte? Shit, I'm a dick.
You basically just made a pumpkin spice chai latte.
Yeah, I basically did.
You're fired as a person.
But it's good. You know, I'll tell you
get
what.
Get off this podcast. No,
just for fun, if you do want to do that at home, or do the pumpkin spice latte with a shot of espresso, and you'll get like a real gingerbready. The espresso kinds, it gives it a fun flavor.
Kind of like a little backbone, little bite.
Yeah, it's your dirty chai, but with the pumpkin spice, it's extra fun. Chai. Well, that's what it is, a dirty chai.
I know, it just sounds funny.
Yeah.
Is that like a dirty tie?
No.
Little boy. What?
No, keep it clean. Wait, no, we're beyond that point. Fuck.
Sorry. Little tequila episode brought us into this realm. Darn you, tequila. That's pretty funny. It's just awesome because there's the... Christmas lights behind us right now, so it's still the holidays. Fuck that shit. I don't care if it is the new year. Pardon my French.
Like, I don't give a shit.
I can have Christmas any day of the year if I want. I'll just wrap my own presents.
Today is January 1.
It is.
The new year.
Tis.
Fudge.
My favorite thing was that I texted Peter. I said, hey, I'm coming down the mountain. He said, how long are you gonna? Is it going to take me for you to get here? I said, probably about an hour. He goes, great. That should be just long enough for me to get my pants on. To which I responded, be sure you get the right pants on because they're the first of the year. Choose wisely.
Yes. The first pants you put on, that's a big choice. That's going to dictate the rest of the year, I feel like, the tone of the year. So if that is the case, I'm glad I picked the pants I chose because they're my fun, super awesome plaid pants. So I feel like this is going to be a fun, super awesome year.
Yeah, my first pants I put on were sweats, so... I think that's what it was. So I'm just going to
bring up what
we
were talking about earlier. SPB. No, yeah. Yeah, SPB.
SPB? No. O-H-O-P.
O-T-P-H-A? No.
All right, you guys figure
it out.
There's
some acronyms out there. If you can figure them out, feel free.
We're going to come up with a bunch of them over time. So, or O-T, since we're on that.
Over the time.
Over time. Anywho, we've got another one up on this holiday special. You know, the great thing about having holiday beers is that they're all a little bit different. And so the next one coming up, and we're still sipping on this beast of another one, of the previous one, the Rogue one, Samuel Adams Merrymaker, a gingerbread stout, ale brewed with spices.
This one's a little bit of an ass kicker, too. It's, what, 9%?
It is. We'll probably finish this one and not the other ones, which is interesting because it says special ingredients, cinnamon. Sorry, hold on. Cinnamon.
Don't do that.
No.
I don't care what this beer tastes like. I love the label.
Check out the picture. Like, it's pretty damn funny.
Gingerbread men on a toboggan, and that's the sled, not the hat, depending on where you live in the country. Like down south.
Wait, what? There's a toboggan hat?
No, in the south, people refer to hats as toboggans. Which what? Doesn't make it really confused me because I grew up in New York, and when you mention a toboggan, it means there's a giant tower with a ramp coming out of it that you put a sled on and fires you down a snowy hill. And that's a toboggan. But yeah, when I moved down south for college, I was in North Carolina, and people were like, "Yeah, let me just grab my toboggan. and we'll head out. And I was like, wait, you got a sled you're going to bring with you?
You're the coolest person I've ever met.
And I didn't realize that it's kind of another word for like a beanie or a winter hat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, you're going to put a sled on your head? Like, what are you talking about? But anyways, so on the label is three gingerbread men on a toboggan. Looks like they're sledding down a hill, and a piece of the gingerbread man in the back, it looks like his foot fell off, and he's got this look of horror that, oh my God, there goes part of my body.
What am I going to do?
Yeah, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and ginger.
Breed the other ones.
Oh, what, the hops?
Yeah.
East Kent, Goldings, and Fuggles.
What the heck is a Fuggle?
I don't know. I can call somebody.
Oh, I know we can call.
Who?
Batman.
Batman. Lively and festive with a devilish streak. Oh, let's read this.
Devilish? Fun.
The rich, dark brew entices with the aromas of the holidays, hinting at the merriment and spices within.
Jingle, jingle.
I feel like we need like a...
sound effects board?
Or something in the background.
Small elephant?
Like you're reading the Night Before Christmas.
Somebody punching babies?
No.
Sorry.
The flavor of gingerbread comes alive, beginning with the smooth sweetness and heartiness of black roasted malts and a touch of wheat. But it's the intensity and spices of cinnamon, clove, nutmeg, and ginger that add a wicked kick in this jolly, playful brew. Or to this jolly, playful brew.
Jolly.
Very cool. Sam Adams does, you know, they're a bigger brewery with massive distribution, but they come up with some cool stuff.
Macro, micro brewery. What is that? There's one in between. Okay, so was it? It's nano, micro, macro, and then something else.
And then there's just piss in a can.
And there's just piss in the can. Hams, we're looking at you, bud.
I was thinking more Bud.
What? Budweiser?
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, actually...
I just don't like it.
I ended up seeing a different perspective. I was watching...
Are you sure you want to say this?
Yeah.
You're going to say it right now?
I'm going to say it. I was listening to a podcast, and these guys revisited a blind tasting of basically the American light beers. And
interesting.
By cutting out what the beers were, not knowing before they tasted them, they could, that's what it sounded like they were doing. They could actually pull out different flavor notes and whatnot. And honestly, you know, I'm a Coors Light guy.
Whoa.
I will drink a Coors.
I like
and
Coors.
I love a nice ice cold Coors Light because, yeah, it does go down easy. Now, given the chance of having like Modelo Especial or a Tecate, I would drink the shite out of some Tecate. Try not to curse.
Tecate.
But, you know, American beer is okay. PBR came back pretty
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the full flavor beers like I don't have a problem with. I think it's the light beers. Like, for whatever reason, I despise Miller Lite. I think it tastes like absolute shit. And it gives me terrible indigestion. Same with Bud Light, too. I think it just tastes weird.
How do you spell duress?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Right now.
Bud Light is kind of a... So I've always had a problem. My friends always used to buy Bud Light and Budweiser. And when we'd play drinking games, you'd have to chug them. And I couldn't do it. I just couldn't chug them. For some reason, Bud Light...
open up your throat.
No, I mean, like, I would drink them and my stomach would become so freaking bloated. Like, it was painful. But Coors Light kind of does that to me if I chug it. Miller Light. Miller Light never did that for me, which is interesting. My dad drank that beer. And I drank that beer. So hopefully my child... will not drink that beer. I don't want a bad generation. No, my dad drinks good beer now. A lot of Hawaiian stuff.
Hawaiian stuff?
Yeah, he's in Hawaii. The Kona Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah. Kona's Coca-Loca. Good. I like that.
Yeah, they're good. They got the Fireside, which is one of my favorites. It's pretty good.
Their Porter is one of my favorites. Or the Stout. They have like a coffee, Hawaiian coffee stout.
Huh.
That is, I think, I want to make sure I'm right on this, but it was a porter or a stout I used to get by them that I really enjoyed.
Porter stout. They do this coconut one that's pretty cool, and it's like the flavor.
Coconut porter?
It's the coconut porter, I think is what it is. It's like sweet, but it's the aromatics of the coconut without being sweet. Wow, we went straight from holiday to...
That's okay. That's okay.
That's what we're here.
Just bring it back.
Just bring it back. Bring it back. Well, ironically enough, one of my favorite commercials is that Corona commercial where the guy is singing, he's whistling one of the songs. What is the song? What is the damn song? And then he goes and he turns on. Oh, what is the song? I got to whistle it before I lose my mind. He goes outside and he plugs in his Christmas lights, which are one palm tree amongst the other three or four, and it lights up. And I'm like, yeah, you put your Christmas wherever you want it.
I just want to get our facts straight. And I was looking up Conan. It doesn't look like they have some of the beers I used to have. I used to drink by them. Maybe they disappeared.
They have a pale ale and a fireside. I think the fireside might be the pale ale. But they have a beer that's... Fire Rock. Excuse me.
I might be thinking of someone. I swear they Fire used Rock to have pale like... Ale, you, they did. They had like a coconut porter, didn't they?
They do. They have a coconut one. Why that they do.
On their website?
Look up Kona Brewing Company coconut. You got to know how to use your keywords, man. Come on. You're the SEO computer designing UX,
I
UI.
I do not do SEO. Okay, we'll come back to that. Anyways, let's try open that sucker.
First of all, you don't talk about my pants like that.
Hey, the Merrymaker by Sam Adams.
Wait, you open it. You got the better microphone.
Oh yeah.
You have to drink the rest of your other one though.
Don't tell me what to do,
Mom.
Ooh.
That's it. I'm buying one of those microphones. Oh.
It is great for beer pouring.
Oh my gosh.
The pouring action. It sounds good.
Pop, glug, glug, fizzle, fizzle.
Mm. Wait, let's do it again.
One of my favorite sounds is that bass that you get as the bottle goes.
Wow, big fat head.
I know. Admittedly, this is a joke that I'm not going to apply because this is a beautiful beer right now. It's cool. Look at the top. The top is like almost a creamier, lighter color, and the head around the glass has these really excellently...
This is the kind of beer I feel like you can make Christmas desserts with.
Ooh, I'm getting ready to taste this. What is it? It's equally dispersed bubbles just all around the side. I'm going to take a picture of this because this is just kind of awesome looking.
This is very exciting.
Dark beer with a beautiful look upon it. I'll get myself a lady that's just as pretty as this beer.
Oh, wow. It's got a great smell to it. I'm placing it.
Is it ginger? Because it's got gingerbread in it.
No, it does. It does, but there's something else going on here, and I'm very excited about it.
It's almost a sweet maltier kind of characteristic, but let's see if you get it. Let me taste it while you're smelling.
It's almost like there's... It's like
I think I know what it is. Am I going to say it?
Okay, don't say it yet. I think what it reminds me of, and I can't place it quite yet, is Christmas, some sort of dessert. You have a lot of sweets during Christmas, cookies... candies and chocolates and things like that.
Wow, this is pretty freaking cool beer. This is hands down the best so far.
It was almost like a hint of licorice.
There it is. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Disco.
That's it. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. A little tiny bit of licorice.
And the reason anise. Why I say that is anise, yeah. And the next thing I was going to go to is Pazelle's.
Pazelle's, yeah. It does have a little bit of that. Do you remember tasting, did I bring this over, the Fernet Porter from Odell's?
Oh, wow. I just tasted it, and it is just... I think I just want to pour this down my pants.
Beer, you're going to see the light that most people don't see.
This is a good fucking beer.
This is good.
Sorry, what were you saying about the Fernet?
The Fernet Porter from Odell's. No, it has this similar, like... It's a lot more kind of licorice-esque flavor and a little bit more of that spice note, but this is definitely on that...
Oh, this is wow.
Dark chocolate, put this. This is the kind of thing, like, this is what I'm saying. Don't waste this. So here's what I say. Ladies and gentlemen, taste all the beer you want. If you don't want to get drunk, here's an easy solution. Keep your beer. Mix it half or equal parts of that beer and honey, and you create yourself a simple syrup. So, like, equal parts of water and sugar give you a simple syrup. Do the same thing with your beer. Of course, adjust your sugar and or adjust your honey and beer levels to your desired taste. And then you can use that syrup for almost anything. If you want to sweeten a cake, if you want to put it in an old fashioned in a Manhattan, which I have an excellent cocktail called the Fashionable Old Man with a local brewery out of Winter Park called Hideaway Park Brewery. It's freaking delicious with a Ride Not Try It stout. Basically, you save this beer. It's going to go flat. You're probably not going to want to drink it, but you're going to say, oh, I'm going to hold on to it and drink it later. If you don't dump it. Add in a little bit of honey, preserves it. Get yourself a nice syrup. You put that shit in your coffee. You can put that in some cakes. Put that shit on your pancakes. I don't really care. But you can save a delicious beer, especially such as this one, and give yourself a nice little taste of the good times a little later.
You know, this I would love to do like a pork tenderloin braised in this. Or ribs. Some of the, you know, real hearty, fatty meat. Wow, this is a fantastic beer.
I agree. Look at that. Look at the picture I took. Look at the bubble dispersion.
Look at that.
Look at that head. It's just so pretty. And if you guys never knew this, the head on the beer as it trickles down the glass is called lacing. And if you ever drink a beer and you see those little layers of the foam still stuck in there, that's called lacing. It's basically referred to similarly the style of Chantilly lace, you know, like the little... I don't know, the little things they put under coffee cups that are like those doily-esque things. And that's essentially the same sort of mentality. It's like you get all those little bubbles and different designs. So lacing. Yeah, that's a weird thing to do with that thing. You guys should have seen it.
Anyways. Oh, I can't stop thinking about this beer. I'm going to have dreams of sugar plum fairies and gumdrops or however the thing goes.
That was with a C, not a G, just in case you were wondering what you just said.
Jesus.
Nope. Topher, but thanks for the compliment.
My parents listen to this.
Sorry. Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Mills. Not bad.
Oh, man. So, I have a funny story about Pizzelles. They're one of my favorite cookies.
Does it involve ladies?
No. Well, kind of, but not really. So, my dad's girlfriend's friend from way back college or whatever, she makes them and every year for Christmas. And they're Pizzelles are, I think they're a bit of a tedious process to make because you have to use like an iron. They're almost like waffly type cookies.
Yeah.
So she like makes them every year and sends them out, and she has like kind of a Pizzelle list, if you will. And
Of who gets them.
Yeah.
The coveted Pizzelle list.
My youngest sister is a huge fan too. And for whatever reason, she was raving about these Pizzelles. And I guess for my this woman decided to make them for my sister. She got on the list, basically. So
she paid a lot of money, in case you guys are wondering.
It was funny because she told me, she's like, I'm on the Pizzelle list. Someone had to die for me to get on that list. I was like, holy shit. So anyways, she's like, on the list. She's got the Pizzelles. I tried them again this year, and they are delicious. And it's one of my favorite cookies.
So basically what you're saying is you have to kill your sister off to get on the Pizzelle list.
I'm not going
to
kill my sister.
You better watch yourself, Lady Mills.
I'm just going to steal her Pizzelles.
You better watch yourself, Lady Mills. Death or thievery. Choose wisely. Or you could just gift them.
I wish we had Pizzelles to eat with this drink.
We could if Whole Foods was open. Taste the chocolate and then taste this beer.
Oh, yeah.
This is that, again, this is that, what's that Mexican chocolate you were talking about?
Chocolate. It's like traditional Mexican chocolate.
What you got from Whole Foods or, I don't know, I don't shop there.
I got from Whole Foods.
I'm not fancy.
It's like a rustic chocolate minus, like I said before, I think it's minus the cocoa butter, so it's a little bit more gritty.
Minus the cocaine butter. Cool, got it. Yeah, I know it is. It's good, but it's like a super bitter chocolate, and it's got that grittiness, but it's kind of good with this. Makes the beer almost a little sweeter.
It gets creamy. Makes the beer taste like real creamy.
It's cool. If you guys ever have been to a wine tasting, that's awesome. But go to a beer tasting. Beer, I absolutely love it. I love wine. I pretty much love anything that has any sort of alcohol content. But basically, beer has this whole other ball game. It's got the carbonation, which causes a different sort of dance of flavors and the way it affects your tongue and the aromatics that are kind of forced into your nose and into your palate and into your throat. But basically, it's just a super underrepresented, underappreciated tasting process. It's so good.
And it's, well, I mean, it has been for years, but I think more and more it's getting very, very popular.
Especially in Colorado.
Especially in Colorado.
I can't wait till we do the marijuana episode. I don't know when it's going to be, but it's going to happen.
And what he means is we're going to be eating marijuana.
Eating and or smoking, drinking. We might just go to a park for this one.
And you eat it. Is it legal? You swish it around in your mouth and you spit it out.
Oh, that's so sad. For those of you who don't know, I don't smoke any drugs or eat any drugs. So doing the marijuana thing now that it's legal in Colorado is super exciting for me.
Mm. You're taking the pot.
Taking the pot. I just heard an episode about hemp on a Denver Business podcast, and it was excellent. So I recommend listening to them. Anyway, these beers for the holidays, quite tasty. Quite.
Yeah. What, have you had any other seasonal winter warmers, Christmas beers?
Good question. Yeah. So Jubilation Ale.
Jubilation. Is that Odell's?
Or is that? No, I think it's.
Who is that? I know that ale. Or is it Great Divide? Somebody. It's somewhere in my head.
But it's more of like if I remember, it was a little more maltier kind of.
Maybe I'm totally off.
It was a little bit maltier. It was a little bit bigger, but it's Avery. That's right.
Oh, Avery. Okay.
It is Avery. So that was pretty good. I remember that last year. And then there's another one out there.
I know there's a lot of some of the breweries, they do like you got like Hibernation Ale and Isolation Ale. And yeah. Like more, I think those are more your winter warmers.
Yeah. Those are like those big stouts, big porters, things of sorts that are going to get you hearty.
When is Stout Month February? Is that it?
I think it is. I don't know. Is it?
I'm pretty sure it is.
One of the colder months.
Yeah, that would be fun because we can do a stout episode, which I love stouts. They're great beers.
Great Divide. Hibernation Ale.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll look at some darker, deeper, richer, portier, and stoutier type beers here coming up shortly. And we'll probably get with Jared again. I think I want to brew something. Maybe we should brew something for February. That would be ideal.
That would be good, yeah.
Maybe we can see what he's up to. I'll see what he's up to. Yeah,
February is stout month. At least it is in Colorado.
Which is kind of funny, because let's face it.
Well, I know Vine Street and Mountain Sun Brewery do it. They've done it for years, stout month. But I feel like it's kind of become a thing. Maybe it is, maybe it hasn't. Grow a mustache, drink some stout.
No, that's March.
What?
March is Mustache March.
No, Movember.
Mustache March.
Mustache Movember.
First of all, Mustache March. Alliteration. Nothing beats alliteration. I mean, Party in the Pumpkin Patch? I mean, come on.
No, but we always did Movember. It just happened.
It did just happen. And I'm still going.
Yeah, it is going.
Yeah, it's awesome. If you guys haven't seen me lately, my mustache is probably a good 2.5 inches on each side. It's awesome.
That's
excited.
What she said.
That's only the mustache part.
Yeah, you got a nice Raleigh fingers or Salvador Dali.
Salvador's was more like straight out. It works. I can do that. But if you guys know any great products, please let me know or feel free to send them.
Yeah, send some products.
Yeah, email us. We'll give you
an address.
An address.
We would like your mustache products.
We'd like you to give you your mustache rides products. What? What happened?
We like shaving things.
We do like shaving things.
I mean, products to shave with.
Not actually shave, just randomly walking up and shaving things.
Be like, you know, get out there and shave something.
Just meet a friend today. Oh, sir, you have a nice beard. You want me to take care of that for you? It's not a good way to start an introductory conversation.
I feel like a good way to start a conversation is, I'd like to shave you.
That's not acceptable. I'm going to sip on this merrymaker and just have positive, happy thoughts. All right, well, we're going to probably go watch Elf and or James Bond or maybe Frozen. Have you seen Frozen? We should watch that.
What's that?
That's that Disney. What do you mean, what's that? Don't you have any
nieces
or nephews? Or
no, I hate kids.
No, that's not a real thing. I like kids. That's not a real thing. Yeah, Frozen, the Disney movie where they sing, do you want to build a snowman?
Not
I want to build a freaking snowman.
I'm not familiar.
No, you never seen that one? That's pretty funny.
I'm so out of touch with pop culture. I didn't even know who Taylor Swift was until the other day.
I'm so out of touch with children. What?
Until I saw her in her high-waisted hot pants.
Oh, my goodness. Taylor Swift, if you would ever be so kind as to bless us with joining us on a podcast, I have so many questions. Like, what is it like to sing music, period? What's it like to have blue eyes and blonde hair? And what's it like to be on...
I would like her to come on and talk about her lipstick because it's pretty rocking.
It is.
She rocks some red lipstick, hardcore, and she does it well.
Yeah, she's very pretty. I'd like to see what she looks like without makeup. I haven't Googled it because I feel like a real-life thing would be a little more impressive. You know, we're all a little pretty when we jazz ourselves up. I mean, I look killer in a set of suspenders and a bow tie.
And some lipstick.
And some red lipstick. Fire truck red. That's right, bitches. Better recognize.
Oh, man. Oh, the merrymaker is making us merry.
It's definitely jingling our bells.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you like that?
Ding.
Anyway, if you guys happen to see us around, don't feel as though you need to have a mistletoe. Feel free to walk up and give us a nice big smooch on the kiss. Unless you're a dude. Totally not into dudes, Scott. Not into dudes.
Wait, who, Scott?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, man. All right. Does that wrap up our... Xmas.
This is our holiday rambling. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy your holiday beers. We'll be drinking some more probably when we do some other episodes, although we definitely got to get some friends on here. So if you know anybody who wants to be on the show, yeah, let us know.
No, I was going to say, and remember, the best time, it is January 1, the best time to make your resolutions is when you're extremely, extremely intoxicated.
Yes, make sure you get it recorded and have somebody sign a contract for you so that you're totally liable to them the next day.
Yeah, because then you're in for a real treat.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Hit those gyms, drink those beers. Low-carb diets are for, well, you'll figure it out.
And work on those acronyms.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're bad at the sign-off stuff.
Shh, quiet. Santa's coming. He's already here.
I'm scared of big men.
He didn't bring us any beer.
Is it, he didn't bring us beer?
Son of a... Thank you for listening to another episode of Crafted Conversations. Check out our website, craftedconversations.com, where we'll have show notes and links and photographs and videos and other things. Follow us on Twitter, @CraftedCombos, and please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. We'll talk to you again soon.